Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rolling Energy Groove. Tonight, we hope to enlighten you, educate you, and give you some great information. First, I need to do a couple quick things. First, I want to give a shout-out to some of our team members, because without these wonderful, great team branding partners, Irv and I could not be traveling all over the United States and bringing you this show live. Tonight, we want to thank our operator that's operating the back of our board, Diana Anderson, Richard and Joy Matwishan, and Sean Doc Farrell. They work our boards and are branding partners. Also, I want to make sure that you understand this show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies. So we ask you not to ask any medical questions. This show is strictly educational and informational only. We are not doctors or practitioners, so we are not here to prevent, try to diagnose, try to talk about any kind of cures, any kind of diseases. So please, once again, refrain from asking anything that has to do with medical. Think before you ask, because we don't want to cut you off. Second, we will not be discussing any kind of income claims. Please make sure that you get back with the person that invited you, get their website, and then go to the rewards and compensation plan and review the compensation plan probably 5 or 10 times. Literally read it, take you some great notes, and then when you can wrap your arms and head around it at the full benefit, be prepared to be completely blown away. I know when I first heard this, it took me a few minutes, basically a little longer than a few minutes, because I just did not think that this kind of information and this kind of technology was here now, because it just seemed way too in the future. But then after I tried it, I thought, holy moly, what do I have my hands on? And that's what you're going to say tonight. So grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, get ready to take some great notes, and then ask us some great questions once we're done. Now, I've got a little business degree from Colorado State University, and I got a little marketing degree also from Colorado State, along with a fire science and fire technology degree. But my business partner that I'm going to bring on tonight actually was a college professor. He taught at two major universities in Ohio. He's got an MBA degree. He has a speech degree. He has a marketing degree. He has a psychology degree. And he taught graduate students as well as college students all aspects of marketing and business. But what he's known for more than anything in the world, he is taking over 1 million plus people out into deserts and jungles, deep into swamps, literally all around the world on what they called weed walks. And he showed them different things that they could eat to sustain their life. He is a naturist, and he is part of his team. So with that, I want to introduce Professor Irv Samuels. Irv, are you here already?
Yes, yes.
Great sounding. If you would, please entertain us on what you have found out and about these little bitty batteries, as we like to call them. Tell us a little bit about what you have discovered and why me and you both are so excited about what we've learned tonight and what we're going to share with people tonight.
Okay. Appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to cover a lot of territory, and I would highly recommend that you really, like Gary said, put your arms and head around it and try to figure out the various ways that you can improve your future based upon what you're about to learn. Let's start about 120-some years ago. Around the turn of 1900s, there was a man that came to America at that time, very, very highly educated individual. He was a mechanical and electrical engineer. He was a physicist. And he's best known as being a futurist. And let's kind of put your head in his notebook. In 1895, he drew some pictures of some self-driving automobiles. 1895. Think he was maybe a little ahead of his time? Well, he continued to develop all kinds of great ideas. His name was Nikola Tesla. In fact, you may have heard of one of his compatriots, Albert Einstein. And when Albert was being interviewed at some point in his career, they asked him, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? And his response was quite candid. He said, I wouldn't know. If you want to find the answer to that, you'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. Well, Tesla worked on a lot of things. He worked with Edison. He was working on some major electric projects. He specifically was working on radio waves. In fact, interestingly enough, Marconi, who was credited for the development of the radio, basically was discredited at some point when they reviewed the facts and found that he stole the ideas from Nikola Tesla. He was working on something that is, again, unfortunately not very common in our world, a Tesla coil. And had it come to, you know, popular fruition, we would have electricity flying through the air. We would have electricity without wires. We would have no meters on our house. And we'd be enjoying the benefits of absolutely free electricity. Well, let me just jump to something that you probably don't know anything about, unless you've been on our show before. And that is the field of quantum resonating energy. Mr. Tesla was working on that in the 20s, putting some ideas together that took pretty much 100 years to put some practical applications together from his pioneering work. And we're going to talk about that extensively tonight. Now let's jump about 100 years. There was a young man in New Hampshire that was invited to the Tesla convention, which was in Germany that year. His name was Mike. His father, Rick Hassler, had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the huge Japanese industrial international company. And when Rick heard that his son, you know, had been honored with the invitation, he absolutely was excited. You know, he thought, wow, you know, that's incredible that my son, out of all the youth in the world, has been invited. But he had some reservations about sending him by himself because, again, Mike was basically, you know, born and raised and sort of grew up and spent all his time in New Hampshire. And it's a big difference between jumping across the pond and going to Germany where they speak, you know, a different language and being with some of the sharpest minds in the world and living, you know, everyday activities in New Hampshire. So Rick basically, you know, put some reservations down, and Mike persuaded him, I have to be there, Dad. No matter what it takes, I have to go. And Rick came up with a compromise, and that was basically they both went, father and son, and they attended all the lectures and all the breakout sessions and had so much brain swell. It was absolutely a revelation relative to, you know, quantum energy and, you know, serious other breakthrough ideas. Well, when they came back, the father, Rick, pretty much pigeonholed the idea of everything they heard because it seemed so futuristic. Seemed like something like right out of Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. And, you know, he figured maybe in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, somebody will figure out something related to practical applications. But for now, put it on the back burners and just sort of put it in the closet. And that's what he did. Well, when his son, Mike, said, Dad, based upon what we were exposed to and some ideas I have, I believe we could change the world. I have some ideas. I'm ready to develop some practical applications of quantum energy. And the father, Rick, absolutely couldn't believe it. You know, he said, whoa, okay, really? And Mike said, yeah, I got it, Dad. And at that point, Rick has a lot of confidence in all his children, and he said, well, what do you need, Mike? Mike said, money, lots of it. Well, fortunately, you know, Rick was in a position based upon, you know, the sale of a 25-year in development major company. Specifically, that was of no concern, but he's a conservative businessman, and he said, for what? And Mike began to spell out the components of a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. And Rick said, it sounds like big bucks. Mike said, Dad, based upon what I'm going to accomplish, what we're going to be able to do, it will be a mere pittance. And with that, Rick got out the checkbook. Mike went to, you know, kind of online and offline and began to buy some pretty incredible equipment, put together a lab, went to work like anybody that is extremely focused, and especially a young man with all the enthusiasm in the world to really make a difference. And furthermore, he wanted to prove himself to his dad. Boy, did he work and put a lot of hours in and experimented. It didn't take him very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. So they filed for a patent. And since then, they have actually received 5 additional patents. So let's jump ahead to what was that patent? Why is it important to you? How is it going to impact your family, your loved ones, and change your future? Well, the first patent, basically I like to call it a trifecta because it has 3 components. First, we isolate energy, quantum resonating energy from sources. Everything in this world has a specific resonating source, whether it's concrete, whether it's some kind of metal alloy, whether it's a ferrous alloy, whether it's the grass, whether it's a tree, whether it's the windshield you're looking through, it doesn't matter. Everything resonates a specific energy. Well, in fact, if you want to, you know, kind of delve into how this all comes together, get back to the individual who invited you. They'll be glad to send you so that you can review the actual patents. We're hiding nothing. And the second part of the patent is that once we isolate the frequencies, we embed them into a storage device, a substrate that holds quantum resonating energy. And I'm going to call those batteries from here on in because we can all relate to batteries holding energy. This is certainly not your typical battery. It's quantum resonating energy. But it does, like other batteries, wear out over time. You know, it can only hold the energy so long, and then you have to go out and replace your battery. So what are they using? Holograms and carbon fiber materials. Not your basic hologram and not your basic carbon fiber material. I was actually on a television show this morning. It will be aired on Sunday. And we were talking about a lot of different aspects, but specifically carbon fiber is probably best known for manufacturing components for like airplanes and race cars because it's stronger than steel. Well, that's not why we use carbon fiber, and we don't use that kind of carbon fiber. We use a carbon fiber material that has layers in it. It has the ability to absolutely hold energy efficiently. In the holograms, not your grandmother's old hologram. Back in the 60s when they came out with the first, you know, published black and white 3D picture in Look magazine in a hologram, it's pretty primitive, you know, but it was pretty amazing at that time. Well, the holograms we use are specifically amazing. I mean, they are layered and they have geometric patterns built right into them. So they are very efficient at holding energy. And here is where most of us have difficulty when we first hear about this concept to even believe it's possible. So if you have a little skepticism when you hear this, please understand we all did. And the best way to overcome that skepticism is try the various batteries. Prove it to yourself. Try to prove that they don't work. Try to prove that this is all nonsense. Try to prove this is a scam. That was one of the the questions we were going to discuss on the television program, but once I got the earthing card into the interviewer's hands, there was no more scam in this opportunity. So moving on, the third part, very simply, is that when anything with an energy field is exposed to one of these batteries, they receive the benefit as if they had consumed the original emanating source of the energy. What did I just say? Did I just say that instead of having to eat a mineral or a vitamin or a plant to get the benefits of that particular substance, you can do it energetically? I did say that, and you can. And we have it patented. And you need to experience it because it's spectacular. Moving on, when you specifically are exposed to one of these batteries, you know, meaning that whether you're an animal, a plant, whether you are a mammal or a human, when your energy field is influenced by one of these batteries, it is the same as if you had been exposed to the original source emanating the energy. Now, that's even more complex, isn't it? Means that if we would embed the frequencies of the sun or the earth, or if we would embed some kind of life force energy into one of these batteries, it would be the same as walking on the earth, or the same as being influenced by the resonating energy of the sun. All of that and so much more is now possible. And we're going to talk about specific practical applications. The first is something called relief. It looks like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's a hologram. Holds energy for about 72 hours. It's a peel and stick, so after 72 hours, pull it off and put another one on. Stick it where it hurts. What it does is it has more than 100 frequencies embedded in it that guide your body to relief. Relief of stress and anxiety, relief of physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, pretty much any time anything is out of sync and you would, you know, typically go to maybe a doctor or typically go to an emergency room or typically go to the pharmacy or your grocery store and, you know, and purchase some kind of temporary solution to give you relief. This works so much better, and there's no complications, no chemicals. So the youngest infant, the oldest geriatric, and everybody in between, and all your pets and farm animals and your pet elephant and everything on this world can get relief now in an energetic manner. We have other modalities. I'm going to talk about them really briefly. One is called nitro. Stimulates natural nitric oxide production in the body. That's a gas that when you were young, you had lots of it being produced in your cardiovascular system. Back in 1995, a Nobel laureate won the Nobel Prize for his pioneering work on putting together an understanding of the pathways and the importance of nitric oxide. Here's a couple takeaways. One, it's a natural vasculator. It facilitates better dissemination of oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. It affords your entire cardiovascular system to remain youthful, viable, malleable, flexible. It specifically, when you know anybody experiences high levels of nitric oxide, they have better performance and faster recovery capabilities. So, you know, it's pretty critical in our lives. And unfortunately, as we get older, we lose typically the natural production to a large degree. So put one of these simple batteries on and begin to experience a revitalization of your nitric oxide production. Get that performance back. If you're going to do something extremely physically exertive, make sure that you have ample levels of nitric oxide. If you're headed for the bedroom, you know, plan in advance. Get that maximum boom, boom out of whatever you have intended in that action. If you're specifically competing in some kind of sporting activity, well, why not get the edge, you know? More performance, better performance, and faster recovery time? Oh, man. wonder why pretty much all professional athletes already supplement with nitric oxide, but they don't have anything nearly as efficient as what we have. And the advantage is that you don't have to figure out the dosage of something. It resonates continuously while you have them on. Can't get any better than that. We have a CBD resonator, cannabidiol. Stimulates your natural balancing systems. Brings your body back into homeostasis. Back in the 70s, there was a scientist, a medical doctor in Israel that was kind of doing some research on the human body, trying to figure out a lot of things, and he accidentally came upon a system in our body. Every mammal has an endocannabinoid system. And what it does has trigger points that when it specifically is working properly, and CBD, cannabidiol, which is a derivative from the cannabis plant, ours is full-spectrum organic CBD in energy form only, no chemicals. So if you're worried about some kind of drug testing protocol, don't worry about it. Can't test for energy. You'll get all the benefit, none of the side effects or the consequences. And the best part, you don't have to worry about dosage or frequency. As soon as you put one of our resonators on, and we have two different forms, we have a peel and stick, good for 72 hours, and we have a carbon fiber disc that's good for at least a year, unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. And why is it better than the most expensive CBD products in the marketplace? Because you don't have to figure out what dosage is appropriate. You don't have to trust the manufacturer and hope they put some CBD into whatever you're buying. And hopefully they didn't put in too many fillers that denigrate the effect. And hopefully they figured out some way of delivering it so that it's not completely dissolved and destroyed in the digestive process. And hopefully they figured out some way that you could specifically, time release or something so that you don't have to worry about every 20 minutes. Applying it so that you get maximum benefits. Energy is a better solution. Try it. You'll experience it, and you'll enjoy it like the rest of us. Furthermore, we have a sleep modality. You can think about that one as much as you want and ask questions later on. But what do you think we put together in frequencies to improve the sleep process? How about immunity? We have an immunity battery. We have a revive battery. We have a wow battery. Just think about that name, wow. And again, we'll leave it to your imagination so you could ask questions if you don't hear them talked about in testimonials coming up shortly. I'm going to move ahead and talk about three other technologies that are absolutely revolutionary, and they'll have such a major impact on so many aspects of your life. The first is an EMF shield. And I gave one of those to the interviewer this morning. She was tickled in that she was wondering if she had to, when I told her we could protect her from her cell phone, she was wondering, do I have to put it in a cage? Do I have to build some kind of foil mechanism around it and can't use it? I said, yeah, you could do that. But we have something that is so much more convenient and so much more ingenious. And when I showed it to her, she was just absolutely throttled. So what this does, it's a peel and stick, unconditionally guaranteed for a year, lasts much longer in most cases. It mitigates the complications of EMF from those devices that emit electromagnetic frequency. That would be your cell phone, your router, your laptop, your notebook, your hairdryer, smart appliances in your house. Specifically the fob that opens up your car or your garage door, your burglar alarm system, your camera system outside. It goes on, vacuum cleaners. There's crazy amounts of EMF emitting devices that we're exposed to, and they're all draining our normal functioning energy levels, and we could demonstrate that. In fact, when you have the opportunity, you could specifically ask one of our brand partners to show you how damaging your cell phone is. And then when they put one of our simple EMF batteries in your hand. Doesn't even have to be attached to the phone. They'll be able to demonstrate the major impact on bringing more vitality back into your life. We have a food freshness card. Revolutionary technology. Patented, exclusive. What it was designed to do was to mitigate the complications of developing mold, fungi, and bacteria. And when you put that in your refrigerator or when you put that near your pastry, you will be amazed at how fresh those items begin to taste, at how much longer they last as fresh items. And the amount of money that you're going to save is phenomenal because you won't have to prematurely throw out your spinach as it goes gushy, your red raspberries as they go moldy, your bread as it gets stale, your donuts as they turn into rocks. It goes on and on as to those things that we spend our hard-earned cash on and ultimately, specifically, waste a lot of it. I'm going to tell you kind of a crazy story. I usually don't do that during the presentation, but this was crazy. I was driving along the road on my way to my television interview, and there was a lady at the stoplight right beside me, and I look over, and I couldn't see her. She had a bunch of flowers, okay, and I mean a bunch of flowers. It was ridiculous. In fact, you know, seemingly maybe some of them had just fallen over or something, because not only the passenger, who I, you know, couldn't see because of the plants on the side of her, but the driver was, you know, kind of, you know, in a jungle of flowers and, you know, getting ready for Mother's Day or something. I'm not quite sure, but I never saw, you know, quite what was going on and figured, man, is this a road hazard? Talking about cell phone activity, being absolutely inundated by flowers is even worse when you can't see out your side window, out your front window, or out anywhere. And, you know, I started laughing, you know, and then they're trying to organize the flowers to, you know, so they could take off at the red light. In the meantime, you know, they saw me laughing, and the gal in the front seat must have talked to the gal in the back seat, and she rolls her window down, and the same situation was in the back. Well, I had to jump out of the car in the middle of traffic and say, hey, you need to know about our freshness cards. And ultimately, that was all the time I had, gave them a little information to take with them, and hopefully someday they'll be on our radio show. But bottom line is, you need to have this technology and share it with the world. So the final item I'm going to talk about is something called an earthing card. And it is amazing. What we've embedded into that card, to our knowledge, and again, understand that this is patented technology, but they use proprietary, ingenious combinations of frequencies. So we know there's essential oil frequencies in it. We know there's CBD frequency in it. We know that one of the main considerations that they really worked to do very efficiently was to get the emanating energy of the earth embedded into the card. They've also embedded frequencies that protect you from 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. This may be the most valuable asset you can possibly acquire. Why? Because, and we could demonstrate this, it will make you stronger, give you better range of motion, give you better flexibility. We could, you know, within 50 seconds of holding one of these cards in your hand, we can absolutely, you know, convey to you the benefits of having these cards. So don't procrastinate. Acquire these. Do your own diligence. A lot of the peel and sticks are unconditionally guaranteed for 90 days with the exception of the EMF shield, which is a year. And all the carbon fiber materials are 1 year unconditional satisfaction guarantee, as is the food freshness cards. So you have no reason not to begin your journey for better health, better savings, better vitality, better mental clarity and focus, better immune function, better balancing within all the systems in your body. And I can go on for the next hour talking about better, 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 better. But you need to be the person that appreciates it from personal experience. There's nothing better. Now, going to, for the next 3 minutes, kind of turn my hat, the other direction, talk about something that, you know, when I was instructing at the university level, we'd talk about a lot. One was the principle of understanding business opportunity. And related to that, there is an analysis, and there's, you know, a lot of very advanced, comprehensive systems for doing this analysis, but it's so simple in this particular case. It's called risk versus return. And the reality of this opportunity, which avails you the simplicity of by sharing information related to these technologies and others that we're now testing, others that are already in the process of being packaged and getting ready for dissemination around the world, you have the opportunity by becoming a brand partner. It doesn't cost anything. Get back to the person who, you know, was kind enough to inform you of this information and join. And as you get acclimated to being a part of our mission to share these technologies with the world, you'll have a self-replicated website that will give you the ability to speak languages. It actually translates into multiple languages. We're doing business in 84 countries around the world, and you'll be able to instantaneously do business in those countries in their language. Pretty remarkable, without any cost. You never have to do an explanation like I've done tonight. Just share the information. Invite people to this radio blog show. We do this 5 nights a week, specifically every night except for Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. On Tuesday night, we have a webinar. We do a Zoom platform. Susie Jackson, one of our really talented brand partners, takes care of that most of the time, and she does an impeccable job. And the really nice thing about that is that the company affords a lucky winner to go away with $60 and sometimes more worth of free product. So tune in often. And we also have an amazing seminar every Saturday morning. It is usually a practitioner. This coming Saturday, we have a energy healer from Paris. She is phenomenal. All I could say is be prepared for brain swell this Saturday and invite everybody that you care about. That is at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time. Now, once you become a brand partner, since you're earning money anytime anybody goes to your website and acquires any of the products, you have the ability to earn a little money, a little more money, a lot of money, or awesome amounts of money. That's up to you. And again, we're not going to go into any of that detail, but we'll be glad to answer your questions after you have a chance to review the 8 separate ways that this company is willing to put money in your pocket. Having gone over all those details, all I can say is do not procrastinate. Get back to the individual as quickly as you can after this call. We're going to give some freebies away, and then we're going to, you know, go into some experiences that some of our product users have had recently, and I have a couple new ones from today. But the bottom line is you need to be experiencing the benefits of these technologies yourself. So please either, you know, become a customer, acquire some product, or become a brand partner and help us take this technology to the world. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a pen and piece of paper in your hand, because, man, is my brain swelled. You know, lots of great information. So with that, what I'm going to do right now, I want to give away some product. And if you are a first-time caller, what I want you to do is go ahead and press 1, get into the queue, hang around, and after you basically say your first name only, the state you're calling from, and I'd like you to rate our radio show and tell us what you think, what you heard tonight. And then we're going to go ahead and give everybody this website right now. I want you to write this down very carefully. It is called quantumsolutionsnow.info. That's quantum solutionsnow.info. It's going to pop up. Herb Samuels. Carefully read all of it, and then when you get to the bottom of it, you'll find there's 15 lines. And out of that 15 lines, copy and paste whatever you're interested in. And the little box right above the 15 lines, there's a little bitty box. Don't worry, it will expand. And you copy and paste every single thing that you're interested in. And please make sure you put the person's name in that box that invited you, because that's how they get credit. That will be emailed to that individual person. And I suggest extremely highly that when the show's over tonight, you contact that person and tell them you were on the show. That person will get back with you and get that information in your hands. But make sure you click submit and make sure that you see it say successfully submitted. If you don't see that little button that says successfully submitted, we don't get it. The person that invites you don't get it. It just kind of poof, it disappears into internet world, and we never know that you were here. So please read it slowly, follow the instructions very carefully, and make sure you see it says successfully submitted, and then contact the person that invited you. Hang around for testimonials. And with that, Ms. Diana, do you have anybody that's pressed one just yet?
No, because I don't think we've given them that instruction yet. So if you're a first-time caller, please hit one now and share the information Gary just gave you.
Press one. Well, we're waiting on him, Diana. You were extremely, extremely very skeptical when I first talked to you. Matter of fact, I think if I remember correctly, you had two or three people before I'd brought it to you, and you kind of just blew it off to a degree because, if I remember correctly, you've been approached by every kind of lotion, potion, pills, shakes, vitamins, you name it, you've seen it, you've been in this arena, and you were just kind of tired or burnt out on everything that you'd seen. But I stepped up and said, I'll send you some free samples. Tell us all, while we're waiting on somebody to press one, what you thought and why you were so skeptical.
Well, let's see. I've been approached by several people several times, and I kept saying, no, that is so. I'm one of these people that if I don't get what it is right away, I just pass on it. However, when you sent me the samples, I said, oh, I'll try these out. It's about Christmas time. First one I tried was Burn, and I was so excited because I wasn't delving into all the cookies. I didn't gain my normal weight at Christmas time. In fact, I lost a little bit. Since then, I have tried every product that is in the lineup. There isn't one that I do not like. I love them all. I have a earthing card on me at all times. I carry a wow tag on me at all times. And I wear several patches daily. I am a much happier person. I have more energy. And I just love the company. I mean, I just can't say enough about it. And it takes a lot for me to say, I love it all, but I actually do. So if anybody's sitting here and it's your first time or you're joining us again and you haven't jumped in, I say jump in, try the waters out. You'll find that it's not only fun, but we can change people's lives. And with that, if you're a first-time caller, please hit one and let us know who invited you.
Well, while we're waiting on somebody, if there's no one's pressed one, I'll give a little testimonial if no one's pressed one just yet.
No one's pressed one just yet, and I will jump in and let you know when someone does.
All right. Well, while we're waiting on you to press one, About 3 weeks ago, I was up in Yakima, Washington. I'd been working extremely hard. Those of you who don't know, I own a trucking company, and I basically run and work it myself. I was working extremely hard, and I hadn't eaten all day long. And this was about 8 o'clock, and I was getting really, really hungry. And there's a little bitty taco truck popped up, and I guess for the workers that were there. And so I basically ordered something off that truck. And I got food poisoning. My stomach went haywire. I was literally throwing up, dry heaving, and then it went to had diarrhea, and I got really hot, popping out in sweat. So I went inside a 20-degree cooler, and the guy looked at me and he just said, "Gary," he says, "you don't look good." And I said, "I don't feel good." And he said, "I'll tell you what," he says, "I'll go get your bills." He says, "Your load locks are right here. I'll secure your load for you." And he said, "You ain't even got to move." He said, "You look rough." And I told him I felt extremely rough. And he basically told me to just go lay down. When I got back out in the truck, I took some WOW. I took some Relief. And I took some Nitro, and I placed them on my stomach. I happen to have food freshness cards, two underneath my mattress. I have one underneath my sheet. And I have one in my pillowcase, and I laid down thinking just, you know, that I was just going to relax. Uh, 15 minutes, I was out like a light. I was sleeping just like a baby. And when I woke up 5 hours later, I didn't have any symptoms at all of any kind of food poisoning. And I wear a lot of patches up on my chest. And I put them basically on a little thimble where I can put water in them, and I get the same benefit drinking that water out of that thimble. So this technology is absolutely 100% amazing. You should try it. Try to prove me wrong that they don't work. That's what I always like to get people to do. Just try to prove me that they don't work. That's the easiest way to try to tell people. Just try to prove me that they don't physically don't work. They work 100%. So, press 1 if you're brand new. Diane, do you recognize, is there any numbers there that you don't recognize?
0047.
All right. Well, open it up and let's get them, let's see who they are so you can get them on your list so you'll know who these people are.
0047, you're live. Say hello.
Hello. How are you this evening? I don't hear anybody.
Nope. They might have their phone muted.
If you've muted your phone, hit *6. If you've accidentally muted your phone, hit *6. Love to hear any thoughts. If not, if you're a branding partner and got a testimonial, love to hear your testimonial. Press 1. Herb, let's hear some of your testimonies since nobody's wanting to talk tonight.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about some pretty fundamental facts, and that is, you know, we're about introducing new technology that's novel, newsworthy, revolutionary, and the best part is that we're so far ahead of the curve that it's, you know, so simple to spark people's interest. And with that, and having had the experience, you know, which reinforced my belief in all of that, I met a woman a couple years ago in a bottle redemption room in Michigan. And I love those rooms. Why? Because there's people that will, you know, wait in line. It's amazing. They have, you know, there's a deposit bill in 8 states in America. They'll wait in line for 25 minutes to redeem 7 plastic bottles worth 70 cents. Now, I don't know what that behavior is about, or I don't really understand it, but it seems to me, I guess there's some, you know, civic responsibility involved there, you know, you're recycling and it's a good thing. But there's also the financial reality, you know, it happens in the other states throughout the country where there are deposit laws. In California, you know, they have their California redemption centers, and in West Virginia has 2 cents on a bottle, okay, and people redeem them, okay. So the point is it the fear of losing the deposit, or is it more? And I think it's more, okay? But I do believe that there is some kind of relationship between those people that redeem those bottles in those states in which they are appreciating the value of something. You know, it has value, and as a consequence, they want their value returned. They want, you know, absolutely to get their money back. Well, I, for some reason, believe that an extension of that is basically that those people are, to some degree, motivated by money. Otherwise, they just throw them out. You know, if they wouldn't care at all, and it doesn't make any sense to them to go through the recycling process, then they'd end up in their trash. And there's a lot of people that absolutely do that. They throw them out, no question. But I love those places because I find people that are motivated. There's people that actually go around and they collect bottles, or they have bottle drives. You know, they figure out some way of accumulating, you know, larger numbers so that the value begins to add up. Well, I'm looking for money-motivated people, among other things. I'm looking for people that are willing to take action to specifically create additional income based upon these amazing technologies that we have. So, again, a couple years ago, I was in a bottle room in Michigan, and the woman came in, and we started a conversation, and she apparently felt my energy, and I felt hers, and turns out she's a very dynamic woman. She's a business owner. She, you know, has this television show. It's public broadcasting in a local municipality. And, you know, she said, I'd love to have you on the show. And I said, well, sometime, you know, when I'm in the area again. Well, I called her last week, and she said, sooner the better. I've been waiting for a couple of years. So it happened today. And it just went by so quickly. It was a half-hour show. It will air on Sunday. I guess it's live at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. And the point that I'm making from this, you know, really ridiculously long story to get around the mountain to get to the point is we have news, okay? We have the ability to present that news. All we need is viewership. You know, we need to figure out ways of getting exposure. Now, Diana is an internet marketer. She, you know, puts a lot of activity onto, you know, various ways of marketing on Facebook and other venues using capture systems and information conveyance systems. Some people aren't quite as sophisticated, okay? But you can pretty much, if you begin to look around, you know, what your circumstances are in your community or in your region, there's probably some interactive radio shows. There's probably some universities that have programs that are in dire need of newsworthy guests. And we can provide the guests. You know, I'll be glad to do the venue. And when they, you know, specifically are given the website in which, you know, they could get additional information on whatever was revealed on the show, it will be with your reference. So, you know, go ahead and do what it takes to line up some appointments so that we can get some, you know, radio shows, television shows, you know, local debate situations, lectures, seminars. It doesn't matter, anywhere that we can get people that would be interested in the income opportunity, the Tesla-inspired part of our technology, the immunity benefits of our technology. CBD is a hot spot, and there's CBD conferences. There's cannabis conferences all around the world. It goes on and on and on, and all I could say is all you need is a couple good broadcast points, and you'll be amazed at how much action that one effort. It may take a little while to break, you know, break down the barriers to getting an appointment set so that we can end up actually being aired on a show somewhere or having that seminar, but well worth your efforts. What do you think, Gary?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think that we all ought to be trying to contact radio shows and get you and I on a radio show and help all of our branding partners stretch out. I mean, we're already, you know, paying for the radio show for them. We're already paying for them to give away our free samples and give away our money. Some of them actually physically ask us, can we do all the work for them? And I'm thinking, no. But we will do a lot of it. All you got to simply do is listen, invite people to the radio show, and let us do the work for you, and then send them back to you. Diana, you're creative. What do you think of a brand-new person? What should they do if they're extremely brand-new and have never, ever been affiliated with any kind of affiliate marketing, networking, or any kind of business other than going and punching a time clock and working all week long for $300 or $400 and then going home? What would you tell a brand new person that's never done nothing but a regular 9-to-5 job?
I would say all you got to do is invite them to the Blog Talk Radio show and or the Zooms on Tuesday and Saturday. Just say, hey, I have something I'd like you to listen to. That simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Just I'd like you to join me on this and give them the link. Make sure that you join either the call or the Zoom that they're on. And then immediately after, follow up with them. Just say, hey, what was your favorite part? Keeping it simple and short is key.
Yeah,
and that's
my two cents. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Just keep it simple. And sweet. Keep it simple, sweet. Yes. All right. Anybody else that's a branding partner? Evidently, we got some very shy people tonight that don't want to talk, but how about some of the branding partners? Press 1, anyone.
Nobody's pressed 1.
Wow. Well, I guess, Irv, if you don't want to say more, we'll end it on a quick note tonight, which is extremely rare for Wednesday night.
Pam is just hit 1. Just a moment.
Well, good. By time, superstar, you pushed 1.
Hey, how are you doing? Everybody sounds like they're
awesome.
Doing good. I have a, you are
doing awesome,
Gary.
Doing awesome, and I want to tell you, We sent a priority package as a reward for your efforts, young lady. So all I could say is keep it up. It will be arriving soon.
Oh, that's amazing.
That means you got to go to work because we just sent you a nice new package. That means you got to get busy and go back to work again.
I got to get busy. I'll tell you what. Well, the store is so busy, and we have a lot of people really interested, but you know how it is. Life happens, so I just trust. I invite them. I follow up with them, and I trust when it's right, they're going to show up, right? Right. That's what we do.
I might have to take off work and come down to Port Richey and start twisting arms, because I bet you if I showed up and people walked through that door, I'd be ringing the cash register, would be really going off. Ting, 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 ting.
Come on, Gary. Come on. I'm waiting. I know you're going to be soon.
Okay,
so,
well.
But I really,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, I really wanted to share that today I, you know, have a tendency to overdo. So I overdid a little bit, and I'm sitting here, and I have a notebook that I, you know, take notes who I invited to the call and, you know, keep track. And I'm sitting here, and I'm going, I can't believe how bad my knee hurts. I haven't felt that in a long, long time. Well, I didn't take the time to refresh my patches today and overdid a bit. And when I stepped out of the car, my knee just went, you know, you get that little crick in your knee.
Yeah, that little click sound, yeah. You got to remember, you're not 20-year-old no more. You're past 24 now, so you're getting into that 25-year-old of age. You have to slow up a little bit.
Just a little bit. Or I have to remember to put my resonators on. So I'm sitting here, and I'm like, Sam, you are ridiculous. Go put them on. So I put them on, and no more discomfort.
I got a good idea, Pam. Where's the first place you go ever when you get up out of bed in the morning? To the bathroom?
To the restroom. Yeah.
All right. I want you to put right beside your thing. I want you to get you a little whiteboard, and I want you to put a little yellow postie. Do I have my resonators on? And then put it on your mirror, because that's probably after you use the restroom. You're going to go into the mirror and put your little yellow postie. Do you have your resonators on? Post you some post-it notes in three or four places and remind yourself. Hey, I used to do it all the time. I've seen this beautiful house on the ocean in Virginia Beach that I wanted. I took a picture of that house. I went by it and talked to the owners. They told me it wasn't for sale. I said, it is going to be for sale. I took a picture of that house, and I put, that's my house. I got to get the owners out of that and so I can move in. Took me 2 years to get the owners to move out of that house, but I bought that house. It was on the corner of the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean, and I got the owners out of that house, and I bought that house by posting notes and pictures of that house.
And I truly believe in the law of attraction, absolutely, and sometimes I need reminders, so thank you.
Yeah.
Because I get 50,
absolutely.
You know, you get 50. So I used to be known as the post-it note queen, so I guess it's time to go back to that. But
hey,
I got them in my truck.
It says, you are absolutely awesome. Don't let nobody tell you you're not awesome. And they're everywhere. They're in my house. And absolutely, just like when somebody asked me, just like you did, I'm absolutely 100% positively I am awesome. And I'm always full of energy. Always.
Yeah. And I mean, the frequencies are, I just thought, how ridiculous that I'm sitting here and I'm noticing this discomfort and I'm not doing anything about it. And I guess that's kind of, you know, relevant to our conversation. You know, this stuff works. So let's do something about it. Let's get the word out. Put our passions
exactly
on and get the word out there. Yes. So that's what
be
I wanted
bold.
To share. And
go
thank
up,
you.
Be bold.
You.
Look. Be bold. Look for some of the public broadcasting stations and radio stations. Be bold and step out of your comfort zone and go get one of their names, and then get me on the phone or Irv on the phone with one of these radio guys, and we'll give them some samples and blow their mind. And it's all it takes. All it takes is one or two people stepping out of your comfort zone and finding somebody that is an influencer. Each and every one of you want to find a social media influencer and scope them out, somebody that's got hundreds of thousands of followers, and you'd be amazed. I mean, you could turn around and say, hey, would you post something for me for $10 a pop? You know, you'd be surprised. I mean, somebody might post something for you and say, hey, I'm willing to give you $10 for everybody that responds to that post. Because
that's a great
you'd be surprised
idea.
At how many people will respond.
Yeah. And then now they
became your partner.
Right. That's a great idea. I'll get right on it, Gary. I'll get right on it. So the other thing I wanted to mention is I got invited today to be a presenter for the next workshop. So in March, I talked about, you know, this big workshop that we were going to go do, a big expo. And so I got invited to be a presenter today, and I'm going to do it on quantum energy, and I can't wait to do the, you know, all of the muscle testing and do the different things that we can do to, you know, show how this stuff works, truly works. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. So,
you know, the
I'm
word gets
excited.
Out there.
I'm excited.
You get out there.
Perfect.
We might get her back to Florida.
Yes. I'll send you the date so you can save the date.
The other thing that I want to mention is I was watching an update on earthing, and it was really informative because it rang a bell. I did a presentation with Scott. We went into a woman that's really into health and wellness. She has a massage therapist on hand. So, you know, it's not as cool as your place, Pam, but it's a cool place too. And she specifically talked, we gave her the earthing card and she was just blown away, you know, but we ultimately weren't able to convert her for one reason or another. You know, I'm not quite sure. I guess we probably dropped the ball. It wasn't Scott's personal, it was one of his personals. And because of the intervening inactivity of that person, we probably need to go back and, you know, regenerate the whole circumstance and get it going again. But my point is that woman was fully aware of earthing. And in fact, they have earthing mats in her salt cave. And this is the news that I just kind of caught. And that is, are we doing earthing right? Okay. People that have all kinds of gadgets and gizmos to bring earthing into their bed or into their routines on their chair, you know, they have them literally hardwired and grounded, you know, maybe the grounded okay. through their electricity in their building. It could be just grounded externally. But the challenge is, and I never realized how challenging it really is that all of those specific cables, the direct conduits for the grounding, are antennas for EMF. They are picking up EMF in a major way, so that unfortunately the grounding is not that it's, you know, not beneficial. It's still better than nothing. But it's not nearly as impactful as it used to be, and it's getting worse day by day as, you know, there's more deployments of EMF, and we have a perfect solution. We don't have the connection that specifically becomes the antenna for EMF. We have exactly the opposite.
Yes, and about, I don't know, 5 years ago, I started looking into earthing and started researching exactly that. And there have been some very negative experiences from people hooking that ground up the wrong way and doing the wrong thing. So I never went forward with it.
Right, but even when it is hooked up properly now, it's still the wrong way. It's because it becomes, you know, an amplifier for EMF.
Interesting.
A conduit and terrible thought. But
terrible.
On the other side of that on the other side of that terrible thought is what a huge market. Every single person that has ever bought, you know, any of those devices, anybody that has ever thought about those, anybody in the market that sells any of those, it's just an education process for them to become aware of a better technology.
And you know, absolutely phenomenal that you brought that up, because it reminded me that when I was looking into that, there are a lot of groups that are into earthing, and I started corresponding with people.
What are you waiting on?
Never even thought about going back. Yeah. And the funniest part of it is, and you're going to love this part of the story, there is a woman, and I think it was December, and there was a woman very concerned for her husband's health, and, you know, how can I do this to help him? So I was giving her some Reiki things, and then, of course, my advice is always, you know, get him out and put his feet on the earth. And she's like, we have like 8 inches of snow on the ground. And
right.
I've been in Florida for 40 years now. I don't even think about that. But
right.
we have
right.
the perfect solution to all of those problems. So, yeah, I thank you for that reminder. I'll get
great.
That.
Well, now you
got to
get busy. Put it in your notes. Post it up and get busy. You
right.
got these groups.
Yeah, I'm writing. Awesome.
And the cool thing is that the earthing groups integrate with your activities so well. I mean, it's just a matter of you have something to really bring newsworthy to their attention. I mean, you know, so it's going to be a complimentary big time.
Yes, yes. And I like that, newsworthy. I'm writing that too. And while I have the opportunity, I don't want to take up all of this time, but I do want to say thank you so much for you guys being so awesome, so supportive, always there, always understanding, always helpful, and the gifts. I can't wait now. I'm going to be waiting at the mailbox every day. That's awesome. Thank
cool.
you.
Good.
Well, you
I'm
deserve
very, very
it.
Happy.
You worked hard. And
yeah.
We're happy that you worked hard. You met the contest goals, and we are giving. You know, we like to basically reward the people that physically, you know, that get out here and crank it up. And, you know, that's what we're about. We're here to help every one of you that's within the sound of my voice. Irv and I will do whatever it takes to help you be successful if you're willing to go to work. Now, if your only thing you want to do is us make all your phone calls, you're not going to get very much. You have to take an initiative and do some of the things, and then get us on the phone, and we will help you. But we're not going to call every one of your people and do all the work for you and put them directly underneath you. You got to do a little bit of something. But anyway,
and you know,
thank you, Pam. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Huh?
I was just going to say, and what we have to do is share how well it works. It's not that easy.
Exactly.
And invite
it's
people.
Just like the other night. You know, that conversation with my mother, you and my mother and Amy. I mean, my mom was fairly excited. She says, give Pam my number. I said, okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
And
she's
awesome. I mean,
she was
excited
Amy
about
come
it.
On board?
Amy came on board. Amy's supposed to call me after the show's over tonight, And she wants to strategize with some plans. And she says at the same time, she said, give Pam my number, too. Give your mother my number, too. I like that conversation. I said, well, trust me. It was three women against me. I didn't feel like I was being, very fair because there were three of y'all against me. But I held my own.
You held your own. Those are the exact words
I loved it. Yeah, I'll tell the truth. I loved it. I had three women talking at the same time. I loved it. It was fun.
That is the It was awesome, and and it's as easy as that. Just sharing how awesome this stuff is, and
it's all about caring. If you care about anybody, you share the information. If you share it, you're caring about people. You don't realize what you have in your hand, ladies and gentlemen. You could impact so many people and make them feel completely awesome. Because it can change their life more ways than one. I mean, it can help them feel better, but it not only will it help them feel better, it can mentally make them feel better, and it can financially make them better if you get the right individual and they see this picture. Because when they can see this big picture, holy moly, what it can do. And it's like Mom says, why are you not out of that truck? I said, do you know how many people I meet all over the country driving this truck? I said, I guess I could basically just take my car and go do what I do in a truck, and just go meet people. I said, I could probably start doing that. And she said, well, I want you out of the truck. And I said, well, I guess I'd have to start in Florida. But
this
is fun. This is a very fun business. And easy. It's an easy and fun business. All right, Irv, got anything to add to it? We got about 15 minutes or so left. We can shorten it. We can open up the lines. Anybody want to talk, press 1.
If we don't have any communication, we might as well call it, and that will give everybody 15 more minutes to put some effort into inviting somebody for tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening.
No one's pressed 1.
All right. Well, let's close it out. Thank each and every one of you for taking time, Lily, out of your busy life. I appreciate it. I love the fact that you spend time with Irv and I and Diana on Wednesday nights. And Pam, we thank you so much. It is appreciated. It is a gratitude that you take the busy out of your busy life schedule to spend time with us. We appreciate it, and we thank you much. Remember, we're here every night but Tuesday and Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and that's 7 p.m. Central to help you grow your business. And always come and bring notes. Come often, because I guarantee you, you're going to learn something almost on every show. You're going to hear something that you didn't hear the first time. So with that, God bless you. God bless this country. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Everybody try to get at least one person to come on the show, but make sure that you get somebody that's willing to talk. Thank you all. Good night. God bless you all. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Irv. And thank you, Pam. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thanks, Gary.